This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Responded with the chief.
I see.
That used the taser on the 87-year-old woman that was cutting dandelions. And the apparent reason, according to the police, that they had to use the taser was she did not comply with their demands to drop the knife she was using to cut dandelions. Do you know why she didn't comply with the request?
No,
she doesn't speak English.
Well, there you go.
She tried smiling at the police to indicate to them that she was not a threat.
Indeed.
But yet they tased her anyway because, quote, an 87-year-old woman with a knife can still wind up hurting somebody.
Certainly, she could. I imagine they were pretty frustrated.
Right, and if I had chainsaw arms, I could cut you in half several times. I don't have chainsaw arms. She wasn't trying to be a threat to anybody. She was trying to cut dandelions.
Seems clear. I can understand why they're sort of frustrated, though. Not to say that you should use a taser because you're frustrated, but they were trying to sort of show her, drop the knife, put the knife down. The guy went so far as to drop his own pocket knife.
Yes.
Giving her some indication as to what she's trying to do. So you have this kind of bewildered old lady with a knife.
Like,
that's disturbing.
What is going on? I don't understand what's happening. Why did he keep dropping his knife and picking it up and dropping his knife?
Yeah. Let's go to Ed calling in. Listen on the live stream, calling in from Erie, Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing well. We're on the radio. What's on your mind?
I just want to ask you a question in reference to law enforcement. What percentage of law enforcement, the officers, because there's hundreds of thousands of them across the United States, what percentage, are, in your opinion, are bad?
I don't know that I would necessarily call someone good or bad. I usually use the term that usually talk about people being motivated by incentives. And so, you know, I'm not prepared to call anybody bad. What criteria are you using as far as good or bad?
Okay. What percentage of officers out there are willing to violate your rights as a citizen?
Well, I mean,
we'll get really
rights.
Specific.
Okay. I would say just about all of them. I mean, basically, a right is something that, you know, comes from inside of you. These negative rights is partially enumerated in the Bill of Rights. So, they're
And I'm guessing, Ed, that you're about to say it's just a few bad apples.
No, I don't know what it's going to say.
But the full statement is a few bad apples spoils the bunch. So if you have a couple of bad apples in your bucket, you get rid of the bad apples so that all of the apples don't then become spoiled.
I think I can say that.
If I was using your logic, I would have to just throw out the whole basket of apples.
Well,
I think right now the entire basket is spoiled.
Well, I don't know that I would necessarily say that. What I'm saying is that
I would say that the bucket has become infested with mold. Hence, all of the apples are going to become bad. And, Mark, you've even admitted that the current system that we have doesn't do anything to hold these bad cops accountable when they do bad things.
That much is true. All I said was people are motivated by incentives.
Yes.
And that the system itself basically tells police officers that they must violate people's rights.
Right. So the bucket so is infected.
They're doing their job. If you redesign the way their job should be done, you'd probably have a, you wouldn't have to throw out the whole bucket or whatever it is that you, this analogy that you guys are talking about.
No, I think everybody should just get some black clothing, some masks, and some weapons, and put Antifa on our backs and go out and start attacking the peacekeepers.
Seems like a really bad plan. The peacekeepers have guns.
Well, I'm a retired police officer, and listening to you two talk about these isolated incidents across the United States reminds me of some of the fake news media talking about the individual that was picked up by ICE because he was taking his wife to the hospital for the birth of their baby, not knowing that there was a warrant outstanding for murder in Mexico. The Mexican authorities wanted him. Now, you will report everything else except that fact.
Well, I mean, you're indicting me on a story that I didn't report. I mean, you know, sometimes...
Your radio station, the news, the national news, and the mass media. I haven't been a police officer for over 25 years. When the news comes on an incident that I was personally involved in, 99 out of 100 times they get the story wrong.
Yeah, I've had that same experience when I've been involved in news that reporters are always going to get some fact wrong. And I've just come to the conclusion that, again, police officers, like reporters, are human beings, and they, you know, nobody can do their job perfectly. But what I felt like I was doing here, Ed, and I really appreciate you calling in, honestly. I mean, we need people calling in and taking the other side in this. Is what I said was, first off, police departments need to readdress how they train officers in dealing with dogs. Because when police officers are discharging firearms in suburban areas, you're going, I mean, the bullets travel. And sometimes people are going to be hurt by that. And that's only a PR disaster for the department. Wouldn't you agree?
Listen, that is obvious. And in my department, when we were trained to properly discharge our firearm, to take down an animal when it was absolutely necessary, and not because we felt like it, but when it was absolutely necessary, we had to do it in a safe manner. Those individuals that are reckless, and there are a small percentage of law enforcement officers are out there that run on emotion rather than reason and logic, and that do stupid stuff, just like there's priests out there abusing children, just like there are immigrants or these illegal aliens committing crimes. If you want to focus in on that small percentage and draw a conclusion that they're all bad because a small percentage are bad, well, then I can use that same logic, and we could talk about talk show hosts that get charged with DUI, drug possession, whatever, and then I could smear all talk show hosts.
Look, what I'm trying to do is change departments across America and their policies in dealing with animals. What I can tell you is a decade ago when I started this job, and people started having phone cameras and these kinds of things, there were a lot more of these situations where cops are shooting dogs. It's happening less and less now, and that's because of the focus that media has taken surrounding, and just individuals generally with their phones, surrounding police officers and dealing with animals. I call this a victory, and it's a victory not just for the public, the taxpaying public, but for police departments across America. This is an opportunity that people can now trust their departments more. I really want to believe.
I want to make one last comment. You talk about law enforcement agencies and law enforcement in particular being accountable. There is a large group of individuals that hold those police officers accountable in civil lawsuits. They're called trial lawyers, and people make millions and millions of dollars. Trial lawyers make millions and millions of dollars holding individuals accountable and departments accountable, and you know that.
Well, honestly, you know, from what I see, the judicial system's such a morass, such a disaster. Most civil cases are decided in settlements. They don't go to trial, so you never know what actual justice was. Did the police department just give them a bunch of money to get them go away, or did they cover for the officer? I don't know.
Once that money is handed over, that department has to reassess their training, and that's the way the system
in
works.
In theory, they reassess their training.
That's
your calls and thoughts.
Thank you, Ed.
855-450-FREE.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories, while I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Daryl, you know, I try so hard to take the middle of the road on these issues, right? So when it comes to the news, obviously I can't report every single positive incident that ever that all the whole public has with police officers across the nation, right? And there are myriad. I can't say that I've had a negative situation with a police officer. But I mean, you know, it's my job to point out the, you know, they call us the fourth estate. The journalists are the fourth estate, as is what it referred to. What that means to me is I am the fourth branch of government. I am here to govern the governors. I'm here to watch the watchers. And most of us, when dealing with the law, the government, are dealing with police officers. It's, you know, the boots on the ground. These are the guys.
Yep.
And
aside from postal employees, they're the, you know, government agent you're most likely to interact with.
Just like any line of work, they're not going to get better if you keep patting them on the back and telling them what a great job they're doing.
Right.
You've got to point out where they're making mistakes. And Ed, who just called in, former retired police officer, he's not the first person to believe that we're cop haters here on Free Talk Live. I really consider myself to not be a cop hater. As a matter of fact, we have you know, people who have amplified the program, you know, given us money on a monthly basis, law enforcement officers. I think they listened enough to get kind of the gist of what we're doing here.
Right.
Maybe, you know, if it takes a long time to get the gist of what I'm doing, then I'm doing it wrong. I should be able to do that inside of 5 minutes. I should be able to transmit that information. Now, some people are just going to think every time you report some story on some law enforcement officer doing something bad that you just hate cops. And I can't do anything for those people. I just can't, right?
Right. Just like, you know, whenever we wind up talking about some of the things that the U.S. military does, there are some people that are going to interpret that as we hate every person that has ever signed up for the military. No, no, no. I have no problem with the guy that works in the kitchen that's, you know, cooking the food. He's just trying to feed some people. Some of the people that he feeds are going to do bad things. I don't like the decisions that are being made higher up. We know from the Nuremberg trials that if you have the ability to wind up not complying with an order, just doing your job is not a valid excuse, but for some reason in Soviet America, I'm just doing my job is a perfectly good excuse.
I think that, you know, as difficult as it is, I can't dismiss every, you know, weird story that comes across my desk but I'm done by police officers as, well, it's just another incident.
Right.
Now, when he did ask me about rights. And specifically, rights are, to me, something that's immutable. And when you have a state, a government, an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, that's what we call a state. When you have one of those, that it simply has to violate rights. Like, that's just it. Now, is it possible for an organization to exist that both governs and does not infringe on rights? I think theoretically, yes, but that organization probably can't exist alongside a state, an
Correct.
Organization that claims a monopoly. So
Correct.
What I mean is that I can't purchase you, I, and Ian, you know, we're going to create our own country. We're going to buy 500 acres of land here in New Hampshire, and we're going to just make our own little spot.
All right.
No thanks. We don't need your schools. No thanks. We'll pay for your roads when we drive on them. No thanks. We don't need, you know, we don't want law enforcement coming on here. None of that. We'll take care of all of it. Should we be able to do that is the question. Should a person be able to create their own nation, their own sovereign entity? And if the answer for you is no, then, yeah, you believe in the state. If the answer for you is yes, now remember, they don't get any of the services.
Hold on. So there are some people that would say that, you know, yeah, international law does allow for creations of new countries. So somebody could be a secessionist while also believing that you need a state.
Right. I could, you know what, let you and Ian buy this 500 acres and just sit out here and watch. But it all comes down to the right to secede. The right, right to, because when it comes to these governing documents, they all talk about consent. The consent, yes, of the governed. And if somebody would purchase 500 acres and say, we're our own nation, they no longer consent.
Correct.
So you can no longer govern them justly.
Correct.
Now, you can't send in your cops and say they're doing this thing wrong or that thing wrong. And look, I get it. That's some scary stuff, saying, you know, you can just go out and create your own nation. To me, it just says, all I want to do is I want to opt out of your paying for your public schools that I'm never going to use.
Right.
That eat up most of the budget.
Yeah, about two-thirds of property taxes here in New Hampshire generally go to the schools.
Let's go to Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Daryl, it's actually higher than that. I've heard 80 to 85%. But
of what?
As far as
of property taxes going to schools.
Yeah, I think it's like 70 in my town.
And it varies because towns are taxed differently.
Right.
So, I had to call because of the policeman that was on earlier.
Ed.
And you're relieved, Mark, from trying to toe that middle line, because what I see, just the simple arrangement of what's going on with law enforcement officers and the criminal justice system.
What arrangement are we talking about here?
Well, just we got criminal justice, we got courts, we've got prosecutors, we've got a crap load of bar attorneys. Now, bar attorneys are a monopoly that ought not exist either. We need to pass a law in
New
Hampshire.
Represent
that
yourself.
That allows.
You can represent yourself, but Mark, I can't represent you.
I want there to be representation that I can purchase that's not a bar attorney.
I understand. Okay. The police officers aren't responsible for the judicial system. I mean, they're going to tell you it's messed up, too.
Well, you know what they do? They're the chiefs of police, president of the association, goes in and testifies with all their medals on and everything else in their uniform. And, the old biddies love it.
They do. They oftentimes they come in and they do the testify.
They want to continue to support everything.
There's definitely a union presence. Thanks for the call, Bad Slave. 855-450-3733. It's not an easy conundrum to solve, no doubt.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former CIA director is mulling possible legal action to stop President Trump from stripping security clearances from other officials. With President Trump ordering his security clearance pulled, and with more of the same threatened against other ex-officials who are now critical of the president, perhaps the most critical of those ex-officials, former CIA chief John Brennan, is not inclined to let up.
I am going to do whatever I can personally to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that.
Brennan is now a regular contributor to NBC on the show Meet the Press.
I have been contacted by a number of lawyers about the basis for a complaint, an injunction, to try to prevent him from doing this in the future.
The president said he revoked the clearance because Brennan made unfounded remarks about the administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Want to tell you about MyPillow. That's the brand name.
It's good pillow.
MyPillow. It's a great pillow. I love it. We got one free for me. Then my wife liked it, so we bought one for her. Then we bought them for our in-laws and my mother. We just keep buying these things because they're great pillows. Not only do they hold your head and neck in the proper position, which is important, you know, if you get headaches or neck pain or that sort of thing. But also you can wash it because, you know, sorry, you might have a pillowcase. You might even have one of those zip-up pillow protectors, but dust mites can get in there and start a little party, and yeah, it's gross. At some point or another, you got to wash your pillow. Maybe you wash it every week. Maybe you wash it once a year, depending on what kind of protector you have on it, but you still need to wash it. You can't do that with some kind of down pillow or whatever. If you use a down pillow like I did for many, many years, please try MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping on all orders when you use the promo code FTL. You don't have to like MyPillow. If you don't like MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of your purchase price. It's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to the phones. We got Vernon calling in from New Orleans, listening online. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so couple, maybe it was last night or the night before, you all were reading a letter from the FCC from a pirate radio station that had gotten knocked by the FCC. So they had written a reply letter. Darryl, were you the one that was with Ian on that one call on that night?
I was at, that was Friday night when we discussed that. There was the station in Austin that for several years they had been going back and forth with letters, between the FCC and the operators of the station. Station went off the air back in December. The FCC, or actually the Department of Justice on behalf of the FCC, filed a lawsuit a couple of days ago. And then, because the station happened to have aired Alex Jones's programming, all of the headlines were FCC shuts down Alex Jones' flagship station. The only connection that I can find between Alex Jones and this station was this pirate radio station aired Alex Jones. The station was not now nor ever had been operated by Alex Jones. The station was not an FCC licensed station, but a lot of libertarians that don't read articles and only read headlines were somehow twisting all of this into the FCC pulled the license of Alex Jones's radio station. And so me and Ian started digging in, and we found the actual lawsuit, and we were reading some of that correspondence. Yes.
Yes, thank you. And some of the correspondence, though, was countered or refute the FCC's letters to that pirate radio station. And without rereading any of those letters, I just thought that while, you know, it's awesome that they're rebelling against the government, the way they're doing it may not be the most effective. For instance, that law of the land, law of the sea, we've recognized you at a corporation. I'm just thinking, if I worked for the FCC and I was reading that stuff, I'd just laugh and I'd throw it in the trash. Like, why?
Right.
They should have made it a little more effective. Like try to quote some laws, try to make a really good, solid, like, lawsuit that would actually maybe hold up in court instead
right.
of this crazy stuff.
Hold on. So Mark appears confused here.
I'm not confused. I understand completely.
Okay.
What you have are some of these conspiracy theory nut jobs that believe that people's names written in capital letters is meaningful or whatever.
Oh, well,
right?
They didn't mention that.
I understand. It's,
hold on.
It's maritime law and all that stuff.
Right. So let me explain what the reference to law of the land, law of the sea. So in their letter, the first letter to the FCC from this couple, they asked, are you doing this under law of the land or law of the sea? We have no nexus with your company. And then all of these,
like,
you know, legal theory things.
Hold on.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Nothing. It means nothing.
Means
nothing.
Vernon, I gotcha. It's frustrating. The problem is that the people who are going to make the most reasonable arguments will never put a radio station on the air and take this to court. Where's your radio station, Vernon? Where's mine? Where's Daryl's? I can't say. I stopped a long time ago critiquing activists' way of doing activism as best I can, because it's frustrating. Nobody does it the right way, because everybody does it their way.
Oh,
and
thank you. I listened to that whole show. There's 3 hours. They were, like, rambling on about this letter and Nexus and the FCC. Like Ian was obsessed with it. And it's like, okay, this is a great, it's a great report, but it makes no sense. It doesn't do anything. The FCC simply replied, and they said, okay, we deny, your appeal for whatever. Instead of saying, okay, you've actually made a sort of a decent argument with what you're trying to say, thank you for quoting the law, instead it's like, whatever.
They could have quoted all kinds of laws, and the FCC guy isn't going to respond with, oh, thank you for showing me the law. The FCC guy is, quote, just doing his job.
Right.
My boss told me to send this letter.
He could have written the very best legal treatise,
yeah.
And the FCC would act like it was a bunch of garbage, because that's what their job is.
Yes.
I mean, it would be awesome if somebody would take, whatever the court case is and whatever the circumstance that you care about, it'd be great if they would take your argument. They would pay good money to take your argument all the way through, but they're not gonna. And
well, I'm glad I'm glad these people aren't the ones that are representing those that are on death row that maybe have a chance to try and get off death row and sitting there trying to write the opinion and try to convince the judge that I shouldn't, you know, have lethal injection, because it wouldn't be effective at all. It would be a waste of my time, to be honest. And so thank goodness there are, you know, where life and death matter, there are people that will volunteer their time and write an effective opinion and convince and sometimes convince a judge. You know, now I know, death, life and death and FCC violations are two completely different things, but to me, it's just like those Christian evangelists that are on the side of the road in at Mardi Gras or whatever, holding those signs up, you're going to hell, blah, blah, blah. That doesn't do anything. I go up to them and I say, why don't you hold up signs that say, you know, do you have a drinking problem? Come talk to me. And then whenever they come talk to you, then introduce God and all that crap. But, you know, don't sit there and judge them, and don't sit, you know, try to have an effective message before you actually, you know, I don't know, because it's a really awesome idea. It's just crazy the way the people that have, you're right, that activists approach them. Thank you for the time.
Yep, thanks for the call, Vernon. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's been my job for many years to sit here on the radio and critique other people's activism. And, you know, what I see is I see me not doing it. They're the ones going out there. They're putting their freedom and their time on the line. And I'm not. I'll, you know, do some legal stuff here. I'll do some political stuff here and there a little bit. But mostly my activism is getting on the radio and talking about things.
Right.
I can tell you that the people who are interested in these alternative legal theories, as we might call them, don't believe a thing I say.
Right.
I just probably a week ago, I was going back and forth with some guy about whether or not voting's consent. He's trying to give me all this law going back to the 14th Amendment and blah, 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 blah. Like, can you show me where the law says that voting is consent to be governed or not? And if you have to have me read three books, the answer is no.
Right, and the entire thing of you cast a ballot that one time, so therefore you consent to everything that happens, completely ignores the fact that consent can be withdrawn.
Sure.
If me and you, Mark, enter into a contract, we can exit that contract.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been all over the place tonight. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Daryl, tell me about Liberty.menu.
Liberty.menu is a website that, well, it has on it stuff that libertarians have been wanting for a long time, a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And we've been helping get this going for a little over a year now. Free Talk. It helps if you don't or if you don't mute me when you call. We've been helping Liberty.menu build this tool for our community. Again, at its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content and more. And listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu, and if you use code FTL, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. And the best part about liberty.menu is that the system requires that listings be updated at least once a year. So let's say, Mark, you wound up putting a business on there a year ago.
Forgot about it, closed
the business. You'll get an email saying you need to renew your listing. And at that time, you can say, all right, I shut that thing down and don't renew, and then it goes away.
That way people aren't presuming that they're going to get service from a business that no longer exists.
Yes, liberty.menu. And there are ways that you can upgrade your listing, but we don't have a discount code for that. But, again, we do have the code that gets you that Free Talk Live listener badge, liberty.menu. Use code FTL.
Parker calling in from Wichita. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Wichita? No, Wenatchee.
Okay.
Anyway,
I just thought it was misspelled.
Last night you guys were talking about this thing in China where they are persecuting and putting these Muslims in indoctrination camps or re-education camps, something along that line. And
yeah.
You guys went over
the unfortunately named Uyghurs.
And it's probably not just Muslims that are going to indoctrination camps.
But they
just Muslims. Lots of people, presumably. Basically anyone that the government doesn't like, presumably. Anyway, well, there's two things that fall into that same vein that I want to talk about. The first is Sesame Credit, which is this social credit system that first appeared in a Black Mirror episode, which is a Netflix series.
Yeah,
where
pretty recent one, too.
Yeah. And then the other thing, and also that that has been introduced in Canada as a healthcare sort of like thing. James Corbett from the Corbett Report outlines that in detail. I don't remember.
So instead of just glossing over and mentioning that there was a Black Mirror episode about this,
what is it?
What is this Sesame Credit thing? I think I've heard about it, but I don't recall exactly.
Sesame?
Okay, so basically, any behavior that that is, I guess you could call it antisocial, or anything that people don't like or that the government doesn't like, anything that basically this Sesame Credit social credit rating system thing, it measures someone's loyalty to the government. And the more indications to the government that you are antisocial or are not towing the party line, the lower your credit score is.
Okay.
And that would mean that things like travel are restricted or completely banned to you, so you can't leave the country, you can't get into the country.
Why do countries want to keep people that they don't like in them?
You
think they would incentivize travel?
Oh, Mark, yeah. You're trying to logic here.
Okay.
No. See, if we don't like you and you leave, then you'll tell other people how bad we are, and then it ruins our image, and we can't have people ruining our image and our reputation.
Yeah, that's basically, that sounds like the government logic for you. Now, another thing that I'd like to tie into all this is the Real ID Act, which I think passed in 2005, and it's going to go into effect in October of...
It had to be tacked on to Defense Authorization Act. It was passed at like midnight, and it wasn't passed by very much at all. It's terrible law, but it has, because it's sort of been around long enough, the federal government's kept pushing and pushing and pushing it on states.
Right.
States, in many cases, had refused to cooperate.
When the Real ID was first passed, it was supposed to have gone into effect in 2010, and then they pushed it back because so few states complied, and then they pushed it back, and then they pushed it back, and they've pushed it back like four or five times, and now they're saying 2020 for most states. Some states have an exemption to where they don't have to comply until 2022, and I would be willing to wager a small amount of money that it gets pushed back one more time.
But it's coming.
Yeah, I hope.
Slow,
I hope,
but sure.
It just keeps on getting pushed back.
It's a glacier, man.
Thankfully, Washington State is still on that whole "we're not complying with this" list. But
mostly, these states aren't complying because they're not getting enough money from the federal government.
Right. They view it as an unfunded mandate. It's not that any of these states care about your privacy. And there's also a lot of sort of misrepresentation about what the Real ID thing does. There are some people that say, if you don't have a Real ID compliant ID, you're going to have a passport to get through TSA.
Yeah, that's been said.
That's been said, but if you go to the TSA's website, they have an entire page of what to do if you don't have your ID with you.
Yeah, but mostly it means you're going to get the blue glove love.
Right. It doesn't mean that you don't get to go on the airplane, which is what people have been saying.
But if enough people don't have their IDs, I mean, I've had situations where I didn't have my ID, I end up at the airport, or I did have it and I misplaced it, or whatever the situation was, they don't care whether you get through the line. The TSA's job isn't to get you to your airplane. Their job is to I don't know, steal water and stuff. And so if there's five or six or seven people in front of you, could take a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour to get you through.
Right.
If you didn't show up two hours early, well, too bad.
Right. So you might miss a flight, but that's not because of real ID. That's because of TSA malfeasance.
Well, it's the same thing in that case, but I got you. You're just trying to point out.
I'm trying to point out that you can get through TSA if you do not have a real ID compliant card, despite what some people will tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the way the link between the social credit story from China and the Real ID Act is that I have heard, and it seems based on what you guys have said, that this information is false. But if you can get on a plane without having a Real ID, it's going to be much more difficult. Also, from what I've heard, and this could be false, so take this with a grain of salt, but supposedly you won't be able to go into federal buildings without said real ID.
That is mostly accurate, asterisk, if you have a passport or a...
It's a federal ID.
Which is a federal ID, which is not real. Real ID is a state-issued card that complies with federal regulations about, you know, connected database thing. So if you, Mark, have a New Hampshire driver's license and you have opted out of being real ID compliant, you would still be able to get into a federal building if you had a different form of ID that was federally compliant.
Okay. Well, I can't believe they won't let me in the building, but all right.
The one thing that I wonder is how much more are they going to raise the bar, or how much more stuff are they going to tack onto it? Because
as much as they want to, and there are some people that say, well, we just have to stop them. How? Vote the bums out? Well, the bums got voted in, and about 90% of the members of Congress that seek re-election this year are going to get re-elected.
And there have been many years along the way they could have gotten rid of this highly unpopular act that they don't want
over the last dozen years. Well, they don't want to get rid of it.
Thanks for the call, Parker. Nope, sorry. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live or the Discord at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.